This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Faith basically is to know the divine revelation, divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people have to know the cases which are they facing. Then to establish a relation between both of them, meaning is human judgment. So faith basically becomes a human judgment connecting the divine revelation with the, you know, cases which are coming to the which are faced by individuals or society or the state or the people in general. So on one hand we have got divine revelation, on the other hand we have got actually the problems and the issues and the cases, you know, for the people. Now we have to know how to find the ruling, you know, from the Quran and Sunnah, from the revelation, for these new cases. For that purpose, people need to make their own judgment. And that judgment only can be, you know, right judgment when it is based on the proper information. People must know revelation properly, and people must know the cases properly. That's why Fuqaha used to say that anybody who does not know his time, anybody who does not know the market and the shop, anybody who does not know business, he never can be faqih. For a faqih, it is essential that they must know the sources properly, they must know the Quran properly, they must know Sunnah properly, they must understand the revelation properly and how people are able to derive the rulings, but they also must need to understand their time properly. In our time, there are many issues that arise, no doubt, you know, for example, like, you know, mortgage, you know, insurance, and also people have, you know, Islamic finance. Many issues are related about the state and the power, and there are so many issues related to the, you know, Muslims living in non-Muslim countries, Muslim being as a minority. So these issues actually, you know, about daily life of the believers in modern time, they are very important. People need to know the fiqh of daily life of believer in the contemporary society, in the contemporary world. People need to know. So there are issues which are clear, you know, for individual life. There are some issues which are for the family. There are some issues for the society. So we need to learn, you know, answer of those questions, you know, halal, haram. Certainly people need to know, you know, when they buy, do shopping, they buy meat, what is halal and what is haram in that matter. This course will be not only, you know, for future, all the issues, the contemporary issues which are related to the life of a believer as an individual or in the family or in the society. And it is really important for us to understand the solution properly. And what can help us is if we understand the sources properly and we also understand these issues properly. So sometimes some fuqaha, they know the sources, but they don't know the issues. Some people, they are very good to know these issues properly in their time, but they don't know the sources properly. So when the ignorance of any of them, then people cannot find proper ruling. So we have to learn the sources, and we also have to have proper understanding of the situation and condition. And fuqaha in the past, like, you know, Abu Hanifa rahmullah ta'ala, Imam Malik, and then Imam Muhammad and Abu Yusuf rahmullah, all these people, they used to study the market and, you know, the society in much more deeply than we can imagine. They used to go to, you know, to the market, to the shops, to understand really what the business of the people is. Then they used to give fatwa. If they don't understand, they need not give fatwa. And certainly, if you don't have an idea what people are doing, how can you give fatwa? People must make effort. When somebody came to Sufyan Thawri rahmullah ta'ala, why he was buying something. So he asked me fatwa. He asked me a question. Sufyan Thawri said to him, no, don't ask me now. My mind is busy with my shopping. Ask me when I'm free. So you consider these people, they don't want to give fatwa unless they understand things properly. Anything which can distract them and they can make their mind occupied, they will not give fatwa at that time. That's why, you know, it is important that when somebody is angry or somebody is very hungry, you know, they are not allowed to give fatwa. Because when you are hungry, you cannot think properly. When you are angry, you cannot make any proper fatwa. So people should know. So in our time, certainly, there are so many issues actually are there, and there's so much discussion and argument going on. And same thing somebody say halal, and same thing somebody else say haram, you know, no doubt difference always happen. But difference in our time has come so much that one cannot imagine. And I really feel that, you know, most of the differences are because of the ignorance. Either some people don't know the sources properly, or some people don't know these conditions properly. If people understand the sources properly and the human conditions properly, and then they make full effort to find, you know, human judgment, then differences will be very, very little. We can narrow the differences there once knowledge is properly there. So inshallah, I think, you know, this course is very important, and we should really make effort to attend this course and learn and, you know, properly. It will help us actually for many issues which are facing our society, for ourselves and also to teach other people.
Mm-hmm.